ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Two US bases, one in Syria and one in Iraq, have faced separate rocket and drone attacks in the space of 24 hours. It's the first time American military bases in the region have been targeted after a near three-month pause from Iranian-backed militias. Farhad Al-Ardan is a foreign affairs advisor to Iraq's Prime Minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, and he joined me a short time ago. Farhad, thank you for joining us this morning. What can you tell us about the two latest and separate attacks in the last 24 hours?
Yes, we have seen the reports, and these matters are being investigated and waiting for the results of this investigation to see what is the exact incident and what happened.
The US State Department is linking this to Iranian-backed militia groups. Is that who you think's behind this?
We don't know who's behind it, and we haven't seen any reports yet, so I'm not going to speculate on what is going on until we see the reports and we see what's taking place.
Iraq worked diplomatically to try and bring some sort of end to attacks on US forces. Is that at risk of collapse?
Well, there has been no attacks on US forces in Iraq, and it's been for quite a while. And there has been some sort of truce that halt for 18 months until the events of October. And now it's been more over 2 months that we haven't had attacks.
Well, there's two US bases, one in Syria and one in Iraq, that have faced separate rocket and drone attacks. That's what's been reported.
That's what I said. It's been reported, but we are investigating these reports, and I don't have at this moment any official confirmation, so I'm not going to speculate about it at this moment.
Right, so you're saying you're not even sure it happened at all?
Me, I am not aware of it. I don't have the details, and that's why I'm not going to talk about this.
Iraq worked diplomatically, though, to try and bring some sort of end to this. What effort is being put into that continuing right now?
Well, Iraq has been working with all the stakeholders, including the coalition, the states within the coalition and everything else, that we bring security and stability to Iraq. And this is an ongoing effort that's taking place. We're using all diplomatic means and political means to achieve it. And we have achieved it in the past, and it's going to continue.
These reports have come just hours after the Prime Minister, Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, returned from a visit to Washington. Is there a message in the timing?
Look, there are many things that's happening during and after his visit. And now we are, for example, the explosions in the Khalso air base. Everybody thought it's an attack from outside Iraq, and media speculated extensively on this. And now we discover actually it is something that is not an external attack, or it's like explosions internally for a depot or something like that. So media speculation is one thing. Facts on the ground is another. And we really need to be careful as what are the messages that you describe, where they are and who it's from. And at the moment, everything is stable in Iraq and in Baghdad, and we are seeing no escalation.
The Prime Minister says Iraq needs a new kind of partnership with the United States. And, of course, you're his foreign affairs advisor. What would a new kind of partnership look like?
Well, the partnership is based on our long-signed strategic framework agreement that was signed in 2008 that includes many sectors of cooperation and partnership, and it shouldn't be based purely on military and security bases. Our discussions and meetings in Washington was very much a reflection of their desire to see this elevation in relationship. Yes, they are very interested.
And do you think Washington is getting the message after the visit then? Like, could US troops actually leave Iraq soon?
We have not discussed leaving anything at the moment. What we are discussing is ending the mission of the international coalition. After a proper assessment is made, future actions will be based on that.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres recently described the region as on a knife's edge. You're, of course, in the thick of it every day. How real is the threat of a wider regional conflict?
It's absolutely real, and we do agree with his assessment. As you can see, everybody says that we warning, and Iraq was the first one, the Prime Minister in Cairo summit warned against widening the scope of conflict. And we see now the Gulf of Aden, where ships are really under attack, and Red Sea, the international maritime has dropped significantly in Suez Canal. We see a war in Gaza. We see an undeclared war in Lebanon. Syria's got involved, and now we see rockets exchanged between Israel and Iran directly. So this is a major escalation of events in the Middle East that is in absolutely nobody's interest. We do need everybody to work towards de-escalation and peace.
What role do you think the United States should be taking in the Middle East, specifically towards the war in Gaza and questions around Palestinian statehood?
Well, clearly, the United States is a very important element within the politics of this region and security of this region. And they are strong allies of Israel. They could very well do with warning as well as working with Israelis to de-escalate and stop the killing in Gaza and really get the Palestinian people to be back to their place. And certainly, Palestinian people deserve their own state, as it's been stated in all international decisions, Security Council decisions, and all the agreements that's been in the past has been approved by all parties. So the United States could very well work on all these that needed to de-escalate and to that we should have a lasting peace in the region.
The US has shifted its position ever so subtly, but during the war and applied some more pressure on Israel. Is it enough?
It's enough when the war stops. Clearly, if the war doesn't stop, then more is needed. Ultimate goal is cessation of fire and getting peace back in the region. That is when we call it enough, for not only for the United States, for all parties. Everybody, we are in a global village, and everybody's affected. You in Australia is affected by price of goods, by inflation, by everything else. So it is something that we no longer, a regional conflict is no longer confined into that region. It affects the whole world.
Fahad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Fahad Al-Adan is the Foreign Affairs Advisor to Iraq's Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Al-Sudani. You're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.